right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Is it time for the Chuck Schumer to bring the Build Back Better bill on the floor, take the vote, and enforce Joe Manchin's hand? Or should we continue to down this path of Joe Manchin being the kingmaker and whittling off smaller and smaller parts of the Build Back Better bill that has been approved by the House? You know, Evan, in a way, that's what he wants to do. He wants to keep cutting it off little by little by little by little. And the longer we keep giving him an opportunity to do that, that's the game he's going to continue to play. Who do we have on the line?
We've got Dick from Madison.
Hey, Dick, thanks for holding, man. How you doing, man?
Real good. Thanks for this. Bill Withers from the Still Bill album. Oh, it was great. It was great.
It's still great. You know, it's still great.
Absolutely. Here's where I'm at with him, too. Call his bluff. First of all,
I know. That's what I'm saying, man.
Yep. A sports analogy. You're a football guy. I'm kind of a football guy, too. How about this? You got a chance to win the game outright. You've kind of been floundering. You got a chance to win it outright with a two-point conversion versus going to overtime. Screw the overtime. Let's go for the two-point conversion and get it done.
Yeah, it takes guts. Either way, it's going to take guts.
Right, but I just think, and I wanted to talk about so many things that happened over the weekend. Marjorie Taylor Greene, and then these clowns with their guns, you know, on their holiday picture, and they want to say they're the, you know, they're the Christian party and all this nonsense. But no, call their bluff. Go for
check this out.
Win.
So, Dick, you're not calling a Republican's bluff. You're calling a Democrat. Joe Manchin, you're calling his bluff.
Exactly. Just go, do you just want to sit there and languish in this nonsense? Or what? Go for
it. Well, Dick, I got to tell you, it's a hell of a gamble, because if he says nay, all of, you know, these plans are gone. Everything that's been talked about is gone. And so that's why I don't believe that he could, I don't believe that he could stand up to that.
No, go back and sell that to your constituents in West Virginia. He has a lot more to lose than he has to win. I mean,
even if as the last caller stated, he was accurate, that the reason that Manchin is pushing back is because of the coal industry and those jobs. But, you know, that's just thinking about what's happening in his state. And there's far more to lose than just that.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, Dick. And there's far more to lose in his state.
Yes. Yes, that's true. Hey, Dick, thank you very much for the call. Who do we have up next, Evan?
Yep. We got Tom from L.A.
Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? I'll trade you 9 degrees for your 85 degrees.
Well, I didn't complain today because it's been 65, but okay.
hey, I'll trade you my 9 degrees for your 65 degrees.
I know. My blood has thinned, I think, since I left Wisconsin. anyway, first off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget this. And I find it absolutely appalling that on the top of every newscast and every, you know, one of these so-called respectful top-of-the-hour news things. All they're talking about is China and how we're, you know, not selling sending delegates to the Olympics, which is probably the least.
Who cares? Who cares
right now when our whole democracy is hanging at a thread and we don't even have voting rights?
I'd be okay with it. Just to be clear, I'm glad that that we're sort of doing some sort of protest, but I agree. We don't need to cover this 24/7. Just do it.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, so to me, I think what you should do is you put Manchin, you should put Sinema, you should put the Republicans, people that are against this thing, put them up basically like on a stand and say, okay, tell me what it is you don't like about this bill. So afterwards, you can't go around and tell your constituents how wonderful it is after we pass it. Put them on the, you know, on the defense.
That's kind of what I'm saying. You know, right now, as long as, you know, Joe Manchin can run around and the camera's in his face and he's talking about, I've got the power, I've got the juice. As long as you let him have it, that's what he's going to do.
Absolutely. And I would say right along with Joe Manchin, those Republicans that like Susan Collins and what's her face from Alaska. I mean, these people think that they're what, running for state Senate? This is the United States Senate. You know what? California has more population probably than half the state.
You know, that's an interesting point, Tom. You know, if they really wanted to fight this hard for their state, then they should be a state senator.
Right.
No, that's a great point.
Yeah, it is.
Screwing up the rest of the country, and they are not. I mean, these are small states. This is just ridiculous to me. And I'll tell you what, Democrats better become the party of freedom, because that's what we are. Democrats are the party of freedom. The Republicans are not. Republicans are the party of dressing up freedom. But you know what? We need to start invoking FDR's name, the greatest president.
Hey, Tom, I got you. I agree with you. But in this instance, it's all on the Democrats when it comes to the Build Back Better bill, because they don't need Republicans for it.
It is, Earl, but we also need the pressure put on by our media. You haven't had one media person put a microphone in front of a Republican's mouth and say, why are you voting against this? You haven't had any of that. They've made
I can't argue with that, Tom.
Just like when the Republicans say, oh, no, we're not raising taxes. And then they on the billionaires. What does the media do? What does everybody do? Oh, well, I guess they're not going to, so we can't even fight back with them.
Republicans would never play along, though. They wouldn't answer that question in good faith. You know, they know that they'd be boxed in. They're not going to let that happen.
That's the idea of media. That's the fourth estate of our country, and that's the worst. I tell you what, the only media I even listen to now is Double Radio and Tom Hartman and Jeff Santos and people like this. I am so the corporate media. Forget it. They're a joke.
Yeah, you know, I'm in total agreement with you, Tom. Thank you very much for the call, Evan. Who do we have up next?
Next up, we've got Joe from Stevens Point. All the heavy hitters, all the big ones.
Well, hey, my man, Joe. What should be done at this point?
Lick wounds.
Is it too big a gamble for Chuck Schumer to
Go ahead.
No. Is it too big a gamble for him to call a roll?
No, I totally agree with you. And I think it's like what we need to do anyways, because, you know, you look at how there won't be a price to pay for Joe Manchin. For the most part, 70% of West Virginia voted for Donald Trump. And the media doesn't, you know, the corporate media does not push back. I saw an interview with my lovely senator, former employer, Kyrsten Sinema.
Yeah.
And her big thing is she doesn't negotiate in public. And what that was is to get her on CNN. It was the biggest softball session There were no follow-up questions. It was just an absolute joke. So
that's sort of what I meant before, yeah, that they would never agree to those conditions where they actually have to say something meaningful with weight, have it on the record, and then have to back it up in the future. Nuh-uh.
But isn't Christian cinema starting to back down just a little bit, Joe, from the pressure?
Yeah, beat by four candidates, all Democrats, and but there creates a problem too. Is it too many Democrats that split the vote four ways? But either way, it's good news, and it does send a message. And she has fallen precipitously, 20-point fall. She is right where Jeff Flake was when he said, I'm taking off to go spend some time with my family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're at 27%, Jeff Flake, in the Republican
Party. So let me ask you, does she enjoy being the senator from Arizona?
I mean, you let me know. Her techniques really are poor, though. They like it's really stupid politics. But at the end of the day, they're not pushing back on her, saying, "Why'd you take the $1 million when from Big Pharma, when 82% of the people, including Republicans, by the way, want the government to be able to negotiate prices with Big Pharma,
Medicare? And you're right, Big Pharma, right?
So she doesn't pay a price." Now, pardon me, we're seeing what's the guy who's taking on Purdue is taking on Kemp down in. Okay, so you look at how Trump, how he, like, man, you go against him, you pay a price. Joe Biden, I mean, this Build Back Better is turned back, it's turned into Build Back Never. And this, this is the dumbest stuff I have ever seen in my life. And by the way, you know, when you said, has there ever been Democrats that have done this before? Think of Ben Nelson out of when we were trying to get Republican health care, otherwise known as the ACA. And also look at what was the guy from Connecticut, Joe Lieberman.
How could I forget Joe Lieberman?
That's a nightmare. But, at the end of the day, these guys, this is what Chuck Schumer seeks. They provide him corporate cover. You know, if you remember, we elected a pro-Trump Democrat to take on Mitch McConnell. We got blown out by double digits. That, like this wouldn't have been an issue to come to this point.
Joe, is it time for him to call the roll?
It is. But he's also, we Democrats, we are not getting any bona fide. We are not getting any credit out of this. In fact, we are literally in that general ballot. We are looking at lining up, ready to take a butt whooping rather than fighting back and really saying, what about more Democrats coming to West Virginia and just say, no, not on my watch, Joe. Guess what? You're going to pay a price. We're going to talk about how bad West Virginia needs this. There are so many categories that.
Joe, when you say more Democrats, you're not talking about senators. You're talking about across the board Democrats. Yes.
Go ahead,
rank and file Democrats. What Democrats are you talking about?
I am talking
coming to Virginia to kind of influence.
Yep. Absolutely, and to talk about what a piece of junk that guy is. And Joe Biden, to sit here and just, what a buffoon. I mean, to let his, I think I want this more than he does. And that's part of the problem, is he shows no passion, he's tired, he's doddering.
No, that's an interesting way to put it. It's easy to come off the rails a little bit here. That was a cogent breakdown, that you want this more than he does. That carries a lot of not only feeling, but it carries this precise definition of what the problem is here.
Well, I do agree with that, but I think that has always been my chief criticism against Democratic centrism, as they say, well, we're the ones who get things done. Really? This is what you call getting things done? This is called lining up for a butt whooping to the likes of. The last time we lost like this is the worst losing streak in 100 years at gerrymandered Wisconsin beyond repair. okay? And this is why I say this could be a very well an extinction moment for the Democrats. And yeah. I'm not kidding you when I say that.
Hey, Joe, thank you very much as always, man. We've got to go to break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. High-class people, and then you act real rude to me. But oh, baby, 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 when you love me, I can't get enough. And I want to spread the news that if it feels this good getting you. On using me until you use me up.